Neighbors heard them screaming at each other like for 2 hours. It was nothing new. Then they heard the gun go off, both barrels. Crime of passion.
Yeah. Let's look at all the passion on that wall.
Yeah, well, this is done deal. I'll put the paperwork.
Kid, see it.
What?
The kid.
What kind of fucking question is that? You know, we are all going to be real glad when we get rid of you, Somerset. You know that? It's always these questions with you. Did the kid see it? Who gives a fuck? He's dead. His wife killed him. Anything else has nothing to do with us.
Detective Somerset?
I'm Detective Mills.
Lieutenant, I apologize for interrupting you. Just getting in town 20 minutes ago to dump me here.
Look, Mills, I thought we might find a bar someplace, you know.
Well, I'd like to get to the precinct, it's all the same. You know, not much time for this transition thing.
I meant to ask you something. When we spoke on the phone before?
Yep.
Why here?
I don't follow.
Well, all this after to get transferred. It's the first question that popped into my head.
I guess it's the same reasons as you. The same reasons you had before you decided to quit, yeah?
You just met me.
Maybe I'm not understanding the question.
Very simple. You actually fought to get reassigned here. I've just never seen it done that way before.
I thought I could do some good. Look, it would be great for me if we didn't start out kicking each other in the balls. But you're calling the shots, Lieutenant.
Yes. I want you to look and I want you to listen, okay?
Now, I wasn't standing around guarding the Taco Bell. I've worked homicide 5 years.
Not here.
I understand that.
Well, over the next 7 days, Detective, you'll do me the favor of remembering that.
Okay. Say it again.
I thought we moved here to get away from tractor pulls.
Civco's gotta go.
Yeah, well, I might want to get rid of this little crusty. This is my Serpico.
Let's get it.
Got it.
Good.
Nothing's been touched. Everything's like I found it.
What time was death established?
Like I said, I didn't touch anything. But he's had his face in a plate of spaghetti for about 45 minutes now.
Wait a minute. No one bothers with vital signs?
Did I stutter? This guy ain't breathing unless he started breathing spaghetti sauce.
So that's how it's done around here.
I beg your pardon, Detective, but this guy's been sitting in a pile of his own piss and shit. If he wasn't dead, he would have stood up by now.
All right. Thank you, officer.
Thank you.
I wonder. What exactly was the point of the conversation you were about to get into?
Don't know. How many times has Barney Fife found dead bodies of them dead?
Drop it.
Back. Gotta be murder, right? Fuck. Anyway, big insurance policy involved, yeah? This guy took the tip of the blade, stuck it in his own shoulder blades, and he must have screwed up a few times because there was multiples back there.
Could you please be quiet?
Somerset.
Girls have got forensics waiting outside. I don't know if we'll all fit them.
There's room. Light's the problem. Hi, how are you?
Hey.
Detective Mills, would you go help the officers question the neighbors?
What?
Send in forensics on your way out, please.
Files, right? You've seen the things I've done.
Nope.
Well, I did my time on door-to-doors and walking feet. I did that shit for a long time.
And?
Imagine my belt's just detective. It's the same as yours.
Look, I made a decision. I had to consider the integrity of the scene. Couldn't worry whether you thought you were getting enough time on the play.
Hey, man. Just don't be jerking me off. That's all I ask. Don't jerk me off.
He's been dead a long time. And I can tell you it was not for poison.
Oh, man. How does someone let themselves go like that?
Took four orderlies just to get him on the table.
How did that fuck ever get out his front door?
Please. It's obvious he was a shut-in.
Now, look at this. See how big this stomach is? And the strange thing is, it stretches. Here, look at the size of the cardiac orifice where the food...
Wait, I see what you're pointing at, but that means nothing.
Okay. He's got lines of distension across the duodenum, and the interior wall is ripped open.
This man ate till he burst?
He didn't really burst. Not all the way. He was hemorrhaging internally, and there was a hematoma in the rectus and the transverse abdominis muscles.
So he did die by eating?
Yes and no.
What about these bruises up here?
No, I haven't figured that out yet.
Gun pressed against his head?
Pressed hard enough, sure.
Fuck yeah. Marks from the front side flush with the muzzle. Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a homicide.
Killer put a bucket beneath him, kept on serving. Took his time, too. Coroner said this could have gone on for more than 12 hours. Victim's throat was swollen, probably from the effort. And there was definitely a point when he passed out. That's when the killer kicked him, and he burst.
Oof, sadistic fucker, huh?
When you want somebody dead, you drive by and shoot him. You don't risk the time it takes to do this. Unless the act itself has meaning.
Come on. Somebody had a problem with a fat boy and decided to torture him. Simple as that.
In the grocery bags, we found two receipts. That means the killer stopped in the middle of everything and made a second trip to the supermarket.
So?
Hey, man. It's his thing. I've been out in the rain all day.
This is beginning.
We've got one dead guy, not three.
No motive.
Don't even start that big brain of yours cooking on this, all right? Please.
I'd like to be reassigned.
What?
What?
What? Whoa.
What in the hell are you talking about?
This can't be my last duty. It's just going to go on and on and on.
You're retiring. Six more days and you're all the way gone. Won't be the first time you've left unfinished.
Those other cases were taken as close to conclusion as humanly possible. And if I may speak freely?
We're all friends here.
This should not be his first assignment.
Oh, come on. I knew it. This is not my first assignment, you dick.
It's too soon for him.
Hey, man, you know, I'm right here. You can say that shit to my face, Captain.
It's too soon for you.
Hey, Captain, if we could just talk in private. Obviously, this isn't working. It's a personal thing. Maybe it'd be better...
Shut up, Mills. Look, I don't have anyone else to put on this, and you know it. This is Metro. You don't just get to swap.
Give it to me.
Say what?
Yeah, he doesn't want it. Fuck him. Sorry, but see you later. Have a nice time. Give it to me.
No, I'm putting you on something else. Go on, Mills. Just go on. I'm sorry, old buddy, but it looks like you're stuck cleaning up the fat man.
Quiet down. All right, calm down. Calm down. Quiet down. Calm down. Quiet down.
Now, here's how it's going to work. I'll answer questions for 10 minutes, and 10 minutes only. If those questions do not come in a calm, sane, and orderly fashion, I'm on my way out of here.
Detective? Can I have a moment of your time?
I will not discuss the details of this ongoing investigation, so don't even bother asking.
Yet, boss.
Why don't you guys go get a coffee? Yeah?
We have this breaking story for you. We're going to go live downtown where defense attorney Eli Gould was found murdered this morning. District Attorney Martin Talbot is taking questions from reporters.
That is ridiculous to the point of being offensive. There is no conflict whatsoever, and any claim that there could be is irresponsible. Now, hold on. Let me address that. I've just come from a meeting of law enforcement officials, and they've assured me they have their very best men on this. This will be the very definition of swift justice.
Found murdered this morning. Someone broke into his law firm and bled him to death. Wrote the word greed on the floor.
Greed?
Yeah, in blood. Mills is heading up the investigation.
Excuse me. Excuse me? Could you not do that, please?
Oh, okay.
Well, good for him.
What in the hell are you going to do with yourself out there, Somerset?
Oh, I'll work. Maybe on the farm. Fix my house.
Don't you feel it? Don't you feel that feeling? You're not going to be a cop anymore.
That's the whole idea.
I don't think you're leaving. Hell, you can't leave all this.
Guy's out walking his dog. Gets attacked. His watch is taken. Wallet. While he's lying there on the sidewalk, helpless, this attacker stabs him in both eyes. Now, this happened just last night, about 4 blocks from here.
Yeah, I read about it.
I don't understand this place anymore.
It's the way it's always been.
Maybe you're right.
You do this work. You were made for it, and I don't think you can deny that. Maybe I'm wrong. Oh, the coroner sent this down for you. Found him in Fat Boy's stomach. Mixed in with food. Looks like plastic, little pieces of plastic.
Got him on the desk, please.
They were fed to him.
found on the wall behind the refrigerator. The obesity murder scene.
Long is the way and hard that out of hell leads up to light.
It's from Milton. Paradise Lost.
All right. I'm confused.
It means that this is beginning. This was found behind the same refrigerator. Written in Greece. There are seven deadly sins, Captain. Gluttony. Greed. Sloth. Wrath. Pride. Lust. And envy. Seven.
Hold on. That's not even my desk.
You can expect five more of these.
Now, wait a minute.
I can't get involved in this.
Somerset.
You wanted it.
I'm all over it.
matter. You really gonna miss us.
I just might.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, all right. We'll be out of your way in a second.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
Yeah? Faggot's deal. Comes with the office.
Mills? Are you okay? Something wrong? Dave, Larry, I told you not to call me. Why? Okay. My wife.
Sorry?
She'd like to speak to you.
This is Detective Somerset. Well, it's nice to talk to you, too. I appreciate the offer, but... Well, in that case, I'd be delighted. Yes, thank you very much. Bye.
Well?
Sorry?
What?
I've been invited to a late supper at your apartment. I accept.
How's that?
Tonight.
Hello, man.
I'm losing.
Hi, dear.
It's Trace and Somerset.
Hello.
Very happy to meet you. I've heard a lot about you. Except, of course, your first name.
It's William.
Good name, William. William, I'd like you to meet David. David, this
okay,
is Ben.
All right, I'll be right back. How are the kids?
They're good. They're in the room. Come on in.
Oh, good dog. Oh, good dog. Oh, good dog. Oh, good dog.
Smells good.
What?
Venice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, thank you. please, have a seat if you like. Would you like to make a drink?
No, thanks. I'll wait.
Okay, you can just throw that anywhere. You'll have to excuse all this mess. You know, we're still unpacking.
I understand you two were high school sweethearts.
Mm-hmm. Pretty healthy, huh? You know something? I knew on our first date that this was the guy I was going to marry.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He was the funniest guy I'd ever met.
Really? Well, it's kind of rare nowadays, you know. I mean, that level of commitment. Oh, don't worry. I won't wear it to the dinner table.
I, you know, no matter how often I see guns, I can't get used to them.
Same here.
Why aren't you married, William?
Oh, Trace, what the hell?
I was close once. Just didn't happen.
It surprises me. It really does.
Well, anyone who spends a significant amount of time with me finds me disagreeable. Just ask your husband.
Very true. Very, very true.
So how long have you lived here?
Too long. How are you liking it?
You know, takes time. Settle in. Be good.
Well, you get numb after a while. There are things to any city.
Subway.
It'll go away in a minute.
Real estate guy. Fucking piece of... Sorry, he's shows us the place a few times. I think he's good. He's efficient. Trace really likes it. Then I start wondering why will he only bring us here for 5 minutes at a time, yeah?
We found out the first night.
The soothing, relaxing, vibrating home.
I don't know why you're laughing.
All right, already.
Now, the guy would have had to get into the building before the office was closed and security tightened. Now, Gould would have been working late.
I'm certain. He was the biggest defense lawyer in town. Infamous, really.
Now, listen, the body was found on Tuesday morning. The office was closed on Monday, which means the guy could have gotten in on Friday, laid low till the cleaning crew left, then had his way with Gould all day Saturday, Sunday, maybe even Monday. Look at this. Gould was bound, right arm was left free, he was handed a butcher's knife. Check out the scale.
Pound of flesh?
Yeah.
One pound of flesh, no more, no less. No cartilage, no bone. But only flesh, merchant of Venice.
Didn't see it.
His task done, and he would go free.
Telling you, that chair was soaked through with sweat.
Of course. Killer would have wanted Gould to take his time. To sit and decide which cut to make first. Imagine it. There's a gun in your face. Which part of your body is expendable?
About the love handle. Cut along the side of his own stomach.
right, let's take a fresh look at this. Even though the corpse is there, look through it. Edit out the initial shock. The trick is to find one item, one detail, and focus on it until it's an exhausted possibility.
Just gonna get another beer.
Beer? Wine, please. He's preaching.
Punishing.
The sins were used in medieval sermons. There were 7 cardinal virtues and 7 deadly sins used as teaching tools.
Yeah. Like in the Parson's Tale and what's his? Dante.
You read them?
Yeah. Of course. Hey, remember in Purgatory, Dante and his buddy, they're climbing up the hill, they're checking out all the sinners, yeah?
And the 7 terraces of purgation.
Yeah, right. But their pride comes first, not gluttony.
Yeah, well, for now, let's just consider that the books were the killer's inspiration. The sermons were about atonement for sin. These murders are like forced attrition.
What's what?
Attrition. It's when you regret your sins, but not because you love God.
Or like because someone's sticking a fucking gun in your face.
No fingerprints.
Nope.
Totally unrelated victims.
Yep.
And no witnesses of any kind.
I don't get. Because the fucker had to get back out.
Well, in any major city, minding your own business is science. The first thing they teach women in rape prevention is never cry for help. Always yell fire. Nobody answers to help. You holler fire, they come running.
That's fucked up.
We must have left another puzzle piece.
You know what? Thank you for talking this out, but I gotta sleep. I gotta walk the dogs.
Well, this is just strictly to satisfy my curiosity. I'm still leaving at the end of the week.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait. Gould's wife. She was out of town at the time, so this means she saw something.
What if it's a threat?
I put her in the safe house. She wasn't too happy about it.
What if it isn't something she has seen, but something she's supposed to see but hasn't been given a chance?
You okay, what?
I don't know. But that's the one thing.
Mrs. Gould?
Mrs. Gould, I am sorry. I truly am.
I don't understand.
Okay, I need you to look at each photo very carefully. Look and see if there's anything strange or out of place, anything at all.
I don't see anything.
You're sure?
Please, I can't do this right now.
Okay.
It's got to be now. There may be something we haven't seen.
Wait.
What?
Here. This painting, it's upside down.
You sure your men didn't move this?
No. The shots were taken before forensic. Nothing.
It's got to be something.
the screws to rehang it.
Yep.
What the fuck is that?
Swiss blade.
God damn it! Must be something. Didn't paint the fucking thing. Nah, he's fucking with us. That's what he's doing. See this? This is us. Yeah.
Just wait a minute.
Now somebody said to climb on the furniture.
Just wait a minute.
You're kidding me.
Call the print lab.
Hey guys, just by looking at the swirl pattern, and not the victim's fingerprints.
I know, man. I say he's wiped enough.
Doesn't fit. He just wants to help him stop.
Who knows? So many freaks out there doing their little evil deeds they don't want to do. The voices made me do it. My dog made me do it. Jody Foster told me to do it.
You know, I've seen this baby take as long as 3 days to make a match, so maybe you guys want to cross your fingers somewhere else.
You meant what you said, Mrs. School, didn't you? About catching this guy. I wish I still thought the way you do.
Why don't you tell me what the hell it is you think we're doing, man?
Picking up the pieces. We're collecting all the evidence, taking all the pictures and samples, writing everything down, noting the time things happen.
That's all?
That's all. Putting everything in the neat little piles and filing it away. On the off chance it will ever be needed in the courtroom. Picking up diamonds on a deserted island. Saving them in case we get rescued.
Bullshit.
Even the most promising clues usually only lead to others. So many corpses roll away unrevenged.
Don't try to tell me you didn't get that brush tonight.
I assure you,
we're getting somewhere.
Wake up, Glimmer Twins. You've got to win.
This guy goes by the name of Victor. His real name is Theodore Allen. His prints were found at the scene by homicide. He's got a long history of serious mental illness. His parents gave him a very strict Southern Baptist upbringing. But somewhere along the line, they fell short. Now, Victor dabbled in drugs, armed robbery, and assault. Spent some time in prison here a while back for the attempted rape of a minor. But his lawyer saw to it that that didn't last long. His lawyer, by the way, is the recently deceased Eli Gould. Great murder victim.
Yes, sir.
Now, we're going to finish this thing up today, ladies and gentlemen. Victor's been out of circulation for a while, but there's still a residence in his name.
I'm not buying all this, are you?
Doesn't seem like our guy, does it?
Tell me.
Our killer seems to have more purpose.
We'll be right back.
bullet?
Never in my 34 years, Knockwood. I've only taken my gun out 3 times with the intention of using it. Never pulled the trigger. Not once. You?
Yeah, but no, I never took a bullet, but pulled my gun once. Shot it once.
Really?
It was my first one of these. We were a secondary unit. I was pretty shaky going in. I was a rookie then. Anyway, we bust open the door looking for this junkie, and the fucker just opened fire on us. One cop got hit in the arm. Christ, what was his name? Spun him like a top. You know, I'm more like slow motion. I remember riding in that ambulance. Well, he died right there. Right there. Christ, what was his fucking name?
Also forensic.
What's going on here, California? Get your people out of here.
Come on now, go.
No one touches anything. It's some kind of friggin' wax sculpture or something.
Exactly 1 year ago today.
I got a hair sample, I got a stool sample, I got piss, I got fingernails.
He's laughing at us.
You got what you deserved.
He's alive! He's alive! Chucker's alive! Stop me!
Guns down! Emergency on that ambulance!
no shit.
We have to divorce ourselves from emotion. No matter how hard it is, we have to remain focused on the details,
okay?
Hey, man,
I feel my emotions. How's that?
Are you listening to me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Excuse me? Hey, what are you doing? Close crime scene. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, I got a right to be here.
Get out.
Get out!
Hey! Get out!
Right to be here.
Get out!
Jack!
Jeez,
fuck you! Right. I got your picture, man!
Oh, yeah?
I got your picture!
Oh, yeah?
Detective Mills. M-I-L-L-S. Fuck off!
I tried you to spell.
Fuck you!
How do they get here so fucking quick?
They pay police for the information. And they pay well.
Hey, man, I'm sorry. How they piss me off.
It's okay. It's impressive to see a man feeding off his emotions.
Here, the mobility seems about right, judging by the deterioration of the muscles in the spine. Blood tests show a whole smorgasbord of drugs in his system, even an antibiotic, which must have been administered to keep the bed sores from infecting.
Now, has he tried to speak or communicate in any way?
Even if his brain were not mush, which it is, he chewed off his own tongue long ago.
Doc. There's absolutely no chance that he might survive.
Detective, he'd die of shock right now if you were to shine a flashlight in his eyes. He's experienced about as much pain and suffering as anyone I've encountered, give or take. And he still has hell to look forward to. Right.
We bring you the Charlie Parker Quintet. Sir Charles Thompson on piano, Herb Pomeroy's trumpet, Jimmy Wood, bass, Kenny Clark drums, and the alto saxophone of Charlie Parker.
Yeah.
Hello, William. It's Tracy.
Tracy? Is everything all right?
Yes, everything's fine.
Where's Dave?
He's just, he's in the other room. He's in the shower. I'm sorry to call you like this.
Oh, it's all right. What can I do for you, Tracy?
I need someone to talk to. Do you think you could meet me somewhere, maybe tomorrow morning?
I don't understand.
I feel stupid calling, but, You're the only person that I know here. There's no one else. If you can, just, give me a call, okay? I have to go now. Good night.
It can be a hard place.
I don't know who I asked you to come.
Why don't you talk to him about it? Tell him how you feel.
I can't be a burden. Especially now. I'll get used to things. You know, I wanted to talk to someone who's lived here for a long time. I mean, upstate, you know, it's a completely different environment. Did David tell you that I teach fifth grade? Well, I did.
He mentioned it.
I'm going around, you know, looking at schools. But the conditions here are horrible.
What about private schools?
I don't know.
Why don't you tell me what's really bothering you, Tracy?
David and I are gonna have a baby.
Oh, Tracy. I don't think I'm the one to talk to about this.
I hate this city.
I had a relationship once. It was very much like a marriage. We got pregnant. This was a long time ago.
I remember getting up one morning and going to work. Just another day like any other, except it was the first day after I knew about pregnancy. And I felt this fear for the first time ever. I remember thinking, how can I bring a child into a world like this? How can a person grow up with all this around them? I told her I didn't want to have it. And over the next few weeks, I wore her down.
I want to have children.
I can tell you now that I'm positive that I made the right decision. But there's not a day that passes that I don't wish that I made a different choice. If you don't keep the baby, I mean, that's your decision, don't ever tell him that you were pregnant. But if you choose to have this baby, you spoil that kid every chance you get. That's about all the advice I can give you, Tracy. I got to go.
William. Thank you.
Victor's landlord said there was an envelope of cash in the office mailbox the first of every month. Quote, I never heard a single complaint from the tenant in apartment 306, and nobody ever complained about him. He's the best tenant I've ever had. End quote.
Yeah, landlord's dream. Paralyzed tenant with no tongue.
Who pays the rent on time.
Sick of all this waiting.
This is the job.
Why aren't we out there, huh? Why don't we gotta sit here, rotting, waiting until the lunatic does it again?
It's dismissive to call him a lunatic. Don't make that mistake.
Come on, he's insane. Look, right now he's probably dancing around in his grandma's panties. Yeah, rubbing himself in peanut butter. Ooh, how's that?
I don't think so.
His luck will run out.
Not depending on luck. We walked into that apartment exactly 1 year after he tied Victor to the bed. 1 year to the day. He wanted us to.
Don't know that for sure.
Oh, yes, we do. His note he left. His first words to us. Long is the way and hard that out of hell leads up to light.
Fuck, so what?
Right so far. Imagine the will it takes to keep a man bound for a full year. To sever his hand and use it to plant fingerprints. To insert tubes into his genitals. This guy's methodical, exacting, and worst of all, patient.
He's a nutbag. But just because the fucker's got a library card doesn't make him Yoda.
How much money you got?
I got like 50 bucks.
I'll pull the field trip. Come on.
We'll make a list. At the top is the Purgatory, Canterbury Tales, anything relating to the Seven Deadly Sins. Ask yourself.
Hey, wait.
What would he study to do the things he's done? What was interest now? Jack the Ripper, for instance.
Where are we going?
Library.
Thank you. about 50 health violations during the last inspection.
Could you at least sit across from me? I don't want people thinking we're dating.
Give me your money.
I'm giving you this, but for some strange reason, I gotta know what the fuck we're doing.
Here's some, sir. How you doing?
Okay.
Didn't figure this was gonna be a menage a trois.
It's not a problem. Sit down.
Only for you do I do this, so it's a big risk, so I figure we're just fair and square.
It's a deal.
Better now.
Yeah, help yourself. Well, that was money well spent.
Yeah.
All right. By telling you this, though, I'm trusting you more than I trust most people.
Good, because I'm about ready to punch you.
It's probably nothing, but even if it is, there's no skin off our teeth. The guy in the pizza parlor is a friend from the Bureau.
Who's Stinky Man?
See, for years, the FBI had helped with the library system keeping records.
Mm-hmm. Assessing fines.
Monitoring reading habits. Look, certain books are flagged. Books on, say, nuclear weapons and, well, Mein Kampf. Anyone who checks out a flag book has his library records fed into the FBI's computers from then on.
Wait. How is this legal?
People in legal, these terms don't apply. Oh, you can't use the information directly. It's just a useful guide. See, it might sound silly, but you can't get a library card without an ID in the current moment. See?
So they run a list.
Precisely. If you want to know who's reading Purgatory and Paradise Lost and Helter Skelter, the FBI's computers will tell us. Could give us a name.
Could get a name of some college kid writing a term paper on 20th century crime.
At least you're out of the office. Get a handgun.
But you know all this.
I don't. Neither do you.
Exactly.
Divine Comedy, History of Catholicism, so-called Murderers and Madmen.
Modern Homicide Investigation in Cold Blood, of Human Bondage. Bondage?
Not what you think.
Okay. The Marquis de Chardet.
The Marquis de Sade.
Whatever. The Writings of St. Thomas Aquinas something.
St. Thomas Aquinas, there it is. He wrote about the seven deadly sins. Is that it?
Yeah.
Right.
Jonathan Bell.
Whatever. We're sure about that name, aren't we?
Yeah. You rest in the John Doe. You won't go back, I'll go back.
Let's take a look at him. Talk to him.
This is crazy.
We'll just talk to him.
Excuse me, sir. Are you by any chance a serial killer? Okay.
You do the talking. That's still the time of yours to work.
No. I've been talking to my wife. Retarded. Charlie's fucking angels. Name off a computer.
Mills.
Thank you.
Police, is that back where we are? Lock your door.
Get out of the fucking hall, please!
No!
going.
Going in?
No, wait. Wait!
Talking about fucking shot at us. Head going.
Help, we can't. We need a warrant.
We got probable cause. Come on.
Think about it.
We got probable cause.
How did we get here? I can't tell anyone about this.
Oh, come on.
I can't tell anyone about
this. Get out of the way.
We have no reason to be here. Listen to me.
Listen to me.
Listen.
Get up. Get the fuck out of here.
All right, I'm sorry. But would you just pay attention a minute? If we leave a hole like this, we won't be able to prosecute. The fucking guy will walk. Now, is that what you want?
By the time we go for a warrant, someone else knock. Fuck that.
We need a reason to knock on this door. Think about it. Okay?
Okay. You're right. Huh? All fucked up. You're right.
Well, no point in arguing anymore. I shouldn't fix that.
Stupid son of a...
How much money we got left?
So yeah, like, I noticed this guy going out a lot when the murders was happening. So
you called Detective Somerset, right?
Yeah, right. So I called a detective because this guy was looking creepy and shit. And one of the murders, it happened right over there.
Okay. I told you the rest.
I called
you got
the cops.
You good? Everything?
Yeah.
All right, have a sign. You got a sign, huh?
Okay.
Okay? Good.
All
right. You did good.
I get what you said.
Here you go. You get something to eat, all right? You eat.
Everybody stay outside.
are you talking about?
Fucking Tom in front of the fucking stairs. If you hadn't been, we'd let him go.
You sure this is him?
Yeah, good, good. Yep. Yeah. Good. Here we are.
All right. We've got nothing to go on. You know, pay stubs, no point in booking your address. This is the best you've got.
You're going to have to keep looking, aren't you?
Yeah, wait. Let me show you something. This was under the bed. His only source of funds.
No kidding. You got as much fucking hair. I like it.
Yeah, wait. And there's one more thing, and you're probably not going to believe it. We haven't found a fingerprint yet. Not a single
one. You're right. I don't believe you. Keep looking.
We could use some more men here.
Hey, man, I'm doing the best I can. What are you getting with all this?
There are 2,000 notebooks on these shelves, and each notebook contains about 250 pages.
Get it. Anything about the killings?
What sick, ridiculous puppets we are, and what a gross little stage we dance on. What fun we have, dancing, fucking, not a care in the world. Not knowing that we are nothing. We are not what was intended. No, wait. There's a lot more. On the subway today, a man came up to me to start a conversation. He made small talk, lonely man, talking about the weather and other things. I tried to be pleasant and accommodating, but my head began to hurt from his banality. I almost didn't notice it had happened, but I suddenly threw up all over him. He was not pleased, and I couldn't stop laughing. No dates. Placed on the shelves in no discernible order. Just his mind poured out on paper.
It's like a life's work.
If we had 50 men reading in 24-hour shifts, it'd still take 2 months.
I know.
Where's that phone?
Phone! People, quiet!
I admire you. I don't know how you found me, but imagine my surprise. I respect you law enforcement agents more every day.
Well, I appreciate that, John. I'll tell you...
No, you listen, all right? I'll be readjusting my schedule in light of today's little setback. I just had to call and express my admiration. Sorry I had to hurt one of you, but I didn't really have a choice, did I? You will accept my apology, won't you? I feel like saying more, but I don't want to ruin the surprise. Taking my schedule out of today's little setback.
All right, everybody back to work.
You were right. He's preaching.
Yeah. His murders are his sermons to us.
We know him.
Who's the blonde? Looks like a
pro. Maybe. She caught John Doe's eye.
Yeah, he came and collected it last night.
Last night?
Yeah.
Just a man.
Yeah, John Doe. It's an easy name to remember. He had a limp.
What is the job you did for him?
I've got a picture of it. A little sweet face, actually. I thought he was one of them performance artists. That's what I thought. You know, the sort of guy that pisses in a cap on stage and then drinks it. Performance art.
Yeah.
I think I advertised him, actually.
You made this for him?
Yeah, I've made quite a bit of shit than that, so well.
They found the blonde.
The picture! Fucking pigs.
Get the fuck out of here!
I've been in this cave the whole time!
Come on, this way.
heard nothing strange. You saw nothing strange.
No.
No.
He asked me if I was married. And I could see he had a gun in his hand.
Where was the girl?
The what? What?
The girl, the prostitute. Where was she?
Someone comes to your establishment. They want to go downstairs. They want to get a little ooh-la-la, whatever. They got to come to you, yeah?
Yeah.
You didn't see anyone with a package, a knapsack, something under their arm. Hey, everybody that comes in there has got a package under their arms. Some guys are carrying suitcases full of stuff.
She was just sitting on the bed.
Who tied her down? You or him?
Do you like what you do for a living? These things you see?
No. No, I don't. But that's life, isn't it? He had a gun, and he made it happen. He made me do it. He put that thing on me. And he made me wear it. Then he told me to fuck her. And I did. I fucked her. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, he had a gun in my mouth. The fucking gun was in my throat. Fuck! Oh, God.
This isn't gonna have a happy ending. It's not possible.
Hey, man, we catch him, I'll be happy enough.
If we catch John Doe, and he turns out to be the devil, I mean, if he's Satan himself, that might live up to our expectations, but he's not the devil. He's just a man.
You know, see, you bitch, and you complain, and you tell me these things, and you scream it. If you think you're preparing me for hard times, thank you, but...
But you gotta be a hero. You wanna be a champion. Well, let me tell you, people don't want a champion. They wanna eat cheeseburgers, play the lotto, and watch television.
Hey, how did you get like this? I wanna know.
There wasn't one thing I can tell you that.
Go on.
I just don't think I can continue to live in a place that embraces and nurtures apathy as if it was a virtue.
You know different. You know better.
I didn't say I was different or better. I'm not. Hell, I sympathize. I sympathize completely. Apathy is a solution. I mean, it's easier to lose yourself in drugs than it is to cope with life. It's easier to steal what you want than it is to earn it.
Yeah.
It's easier to beat a child than it is to raise it. Love costs. It takes effort and work.
We are talking about people who are mentally ill. We are talking about people fucking crazy.
No, yes. We're not. No.
Today.
We're talking about everyday life here. You can't afford to be this naive.
Fuck off. See, you should listen to yourself. Yeah. You say that the problem with people is that they don't care. So I don't care about people. It makes no sense. You know why?
You care.
You want to know? Damn right.
And you're going to make a difference.
Whatever. The point is that I don't think you're quitting because you believe these things you say. I don't. I think you want to believe them because you're quitting. You want me to agree with you and you want me to say, yeah, you're right. It's all fucked up. It's a fucking mess. We should all go live in a fucking log cabin. But I won't. I won't say that. I don't agree with you. I do not. I can't. home. Thank you, girl.
What's your emergency?
Can you repeat that?
I've gone and done it again.
What did you get?
Sleeping pills. Glued to one hand. Telephone glued to the other.
You see what he did?
Iced her up, and he bandaged her.
Call for help and you'll live, but you'll be disfigured. Or you can put yourself out of your own misery.
Come on. Cut off her nose.
Just bite her face.
He did it very recently.
Listen. I've decided to stay on till this is done. I figure one of two things will happen. Either we'll get John Doe, or he'll finish his series of seven, and this case will go on for years.
Hey, man, you don't have to do me any favors. Thank you, but
I'm requesting that you keep me on as your partner for a few more days. You'll be doing me a favor.
I knew I'd tell you this.
Hey, we're here.
What in the fuck?
Your wife called before. Get yourself an answer machine.
Detective.
After this, I'm
Detective.
Gone.
No big surprise.
Detective!
You're looking for me.
Hey!
What's the fucking move? On the fucking floor.
You see, get away from him! On the fucking floor!
I know you.
Now! Get out! Get down! On your stomach, you piece of shit! Now! All the way! All the way, fucker! Down! Faster! Faster! Faster, fucker! Now! Goes on the ground!
Jesus Christ. The fuck is this?
I'd like to speak to my lawyer, please.
God damn it! He cuts the skin off the tips of his fingers. That's why we couldn't find one single usable print in his apartment. Looks like he's been doing it for quite some time.
What about the trace on his bank account and the guns?
So far, everything's a dead end. No credit history, no employment records. His bank account's only 5 years old, and it was started with cash. We're even trying to trace his furniture. About the only thing we know about that guy right now is he's independently wealthy, well-educated, and totally insane.
Because he's John Doe by choice.
Okay. Somebody will get to question him.
You don't. He's going to court now.
I'm telling you, there's no way he would just turn himself in. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, there he sits. It's not supposed to make any sense.
He's not finished.
Nah, he's just pissing in our faces, and we're just taking it like idiots. You know what I'm talking about.
For the first time ever, you and I are in total agreement. You wouldn't just stop.
So what the fuck, man?
He's two murders away from completing his masterpiece. We all wait for his plea.
My client says there are two more bodies, two more victims, hidden away. He will take Detectives Mills and Somerset to these bodies, but only Detectives Mills and Somerset, only at 6 o'clock today.
Why us?
He says he admires you.
It's part of the game.
My client claims that if the detectives do not accept this offer, these two bodies will never be found.
Frankly, Counselor, I'm inclined to let them rot.
We've got him. Downstairs, locked up, done deal. He's going to get his free room and board. He's going to get his free cable TV. Hell, my wife doesn't even have cable. Why are we having these conversations?
Mills.
Now, hey, something stinks. And this one here and this three... Yeah, you. And your $3,000 suit and that smug smile on your face dealing for that piece of shit. I don't like
Mills.
I am required by law to serve my clients to the best of my ability and to serve their best interests.
We don't make deals here, Mr. Swar.
My client also wishes to inform you that if you do not accept, he will plead insanity across the board.
Let him try it. I'd like to see him try it.
Come on now, Martin. We all know with the extreme nature of these crimes, I could get him off with such a plea.
I'm not letting this conviction slide. I can tell you that.
He says that if you do accept, under his specific conditions, he will sign a full confession, plead guilty right now.
It's your case. Make a decision.
Full confession. I'm in.
It has to be the both of you.
If you were to claim insanity, this conversation is admissible. The fact that he's blackmailing us with his plea.
And my client would like to remind you two more are dead. The press would have a field day if they were to find out the police didn't seem too concerned about finding them, giving them a proper burial.
If, in fact, there are two more dead.
A lab report came up from downtown. They did a quickie on Doe's clothing and fingernails. They found blood from Doe, from him slicing his fingers. Blood from the woman whose face he cut off. And blood from a third party, as yet unidentified. You'd be escorting an unarmed man.
Let's finish it.
John Doe's head splits open and the UFO should fly out. I want you to have expected it.
I will. Hey, man, if I was to accidentally shave off a nipple, would it be covered by workman's comp?
I suppose so. You were man enough to actually file a claim. I'd buy you one out of my own pocket.
I keep coming home late. My wife's gonna think something's up. You know.
Yeah. What?
Thank you.
are you, John? Who are you really?
What do you mean?
All I mean at this stage, what harm can it do to tell us a bit about yourself?
It doesn't matter who I am. Who I am means absolutely nothing. You need to stay on your left up here.
So where are we heading?
You'll see.
We're not just going to pick up two more dead bodies, are we, John? That wouldn't be shocking enough. We've got newspapers to think about, yeah?
Wanting people to listen, you can't just tap them on the shoulder anymore. You have to hit them with a sledgehammer. And then you'll notice you've got their strict attention.
But the question is, what makes you so special that people should listen?
I'm not special.
I've never been exceptional. This is, though, what I'm doing. My work.
Your work, Tom?
Yes.
See, I don't see anything special about it, John.
That's not true.
No, it is true. And the funny thing is, all this work, 2 months from now, no one's going to care. No one's going to give a shit. No one's going to remember.
You can't see the whole complete act yet. But when this is done, when it's finished, it's going to be... people will barely be able to comprehend, but they won't be able to deny.
Could the freak be any more vague? I mean, as far as master plans go, John.
I can't wait for you to see. I really can't. It's really going to be something.
Well, you know what? I'm going to be standing right next to you. So when this big thing happens, you be sure and let me know, because I wouldn't want to miss it.
Oh, don't worry. You won't. You won't miss a thing.
What's so exciting?
It's not too far now.
I've been trying to figure something in my head, and maybe you can help me out, yeah? When a person is insane, as you clearly are, do you know that you're insane? Maybe you're just sitting around reading Guns and Ammo, masturbating in your own feces. You just stop and go, wow, it is amazing how fucking crazy I really am. Yeah? Do you guys do that?
It's more comfortable for you to label me insane.
It's very comfortable.
It's not something I would expect you to accept. But I did not choose. I was chosen.
Whatever.
I don't doubt that you believe that, John. But it seems to me that you're overlooking a glaring contradiction.
Meaning what?
Glad you asked. If you were chosen, that is, by a higher power, if your hand was forced, it seems strange to me that you would get such enjoyment out of it. You enjoyed torturing those people. This doesn't seem in keeping with martyrdom, does it?
John. I doubt I enjoyed it any more than Detective Mills would enjoy time alone with me in a room without windows. Isn't that true? How happy would it make you to hurt me with impunity?
That hurts my feelings. I would never...
You wouldn't, only because there's consequences. It's in those eyes of yours, though. Nothing wrong with a man taking pleasure in his work. I won't deny my own personal desire to turn each sin against the sinner.
Wait a minute. I thought all you did was kill innocent people.
Innocent? Is that supposed to be funny? An obese man? A disgusting man who could barely stand up? A man who, if you saw him on the street, you'd point him out to your friends so that they could join you in mocking him? A man who, if you saw him while you were eating, you wouldn't be able to finish your meal?
And after him, I picked the lawyer, and you both must have secretly been thanking me for that one. This is a man who dedicated his life to making money by lying with every breath that he could muster to keeping murderers and rapists on the streets.
Murderers.
A woman.
Murderers, John, like
a
yourself.
A woman. So ugly on the inside that she couldn't bear to go on living if she couldn't be beautiful on the outside. A drug dealer, a drug dealing pederast, actually. And let's not forget the disease spreading whore. Only in a world this shitty could you even try to say these were innocent people and keep a straight face. But that's the point. We see a deadly sin on every street corner, in every home, and we tolerate it. We tolerate it because it's common. It's trivial. We tolerate it morning, noon, and night. Well, not anymore. I'm setting the example. And what I've done is going to be puzzled over and studied and followed forever.
Yeah. Illusions of grandeur.
You should be thanking me.
Why is that, John?
Because you're going to be remembered after this. Realize, detective, the only reason that I'm here right now is that I wanted to be.
No. No, we would have got you eventually.
Oh, really? So, what were you doing? Biding your time? Toying with me? Allowing five innocent people to die until you felt like springing your trap? Tell me, what was the indisputable evidence you were going to use on me right before I walked up to you and put my hands in the air?
John, calm down. I seem to remember us knocking on your door.
Oh, that's right. And I seem to remember breaking your face. You're only alive because I didn't kill you.
Okay, sit back.
I spared you.
Sit back!
Remember that, detective, every time you look in the mirror at that face of yours for the rest of your life. Or should I say, for the rest of what life
sit
I've
back.
Allowed you to have.
Sit back, you fucking freak! Shut your fucking mouth! You're no messiah. You're a movie of the week. You're a fucking t-shirt. At best.
Don't ask me to pity those people. I don't mourn them any more than I do the thousands that died at Sodom and Gomorrah.
Is that to say, John, that what you were doing was God's good work?
The Lord works in mysterious ways. Do you see those high tension towers?
That's where we're heading. I see where he's talking about. Bring to your 9 o'clock and follow the access road.
Getting him out.
slowly. Stop. Stay.
What do you got?
Dead dog.
I didn't do that. What time is it?
Why?
I'd like to know.
7:01.
It's close.
Well, let's go take a look.
It's this way.
For this guy, David. Detective David Mills.
Get it. Slowly.
This guy paid me $500 to bring it out here, man. He said he wanted it here at exactly 7 o'clock.
Put it down.
We got a box. We got a box! Call the bomb squad. I need a bomb squad. We got a box!
Face the van. Hands up. Turn around. Okay. Go.
Off you go. Go!
I'm sending the driver out on foot.
He's headed north along the road.
Have him picked up. I don't know. I'm gonna open it.
When I said I admired you, I meant what I said.
It's blood.
You've made quite a life for yourself, Detective. You should be very proud.
Shut the fuck up, you piece of shit.
Copy.
California, stay away from here. Stay away from here now. Don't come in here.
Whatever you hear, stay away.
John Doe has the upper hand.
Mills!
Here he comes.
What?
I wish I could have lived like you
did.
Shut
up. What the fuck are you talking about?
Do you hear me, Detective? I'm trying to tell you how much I admire you. And your pretty wife.
What?
Tracy.
What'd you fucking say?
It's disturbing how easily a member of the press can purchase information from the men in your precinct. I visited your home this morning. After you'd left. I tried to play husband. I tried to taste the life of a simple man. It didn't work out. So, I took a souvenir. Her pretty head.
What the fuck is she talking about?
Give me your gun.
What's going on over there?
Put the gun down.
I saw you with the box. Who was in the box?
Because I envy your normal life.
Put the gun down, David.
It seems that envy is my sin.
Oh, what's in the box?
Not taking. Give me the
what's
gun.
What's in the fucking box?
Give me the gun.
He just told you.
You lie! You're a fucking liar! Shut up!
What do you want? He wants you to shoot him.
No! No! You tell me.
That's not true. That's not true.
Become vengeance, David.
Oh, she's all right. You tell me.
Become wrath.
Tell me she's all right!
You made her a suspect, David.
No!
You threw it all the way, you know.
No!
She begged for her life, Detective.
Shut up!
She begged for her life.
Shut up.
And for the life of the baby inside of her.
Ah!
Ernest Hemingway once wrote, "The world is a fine place and worth fighting for." I agree with the second part.
Something in our blood, something in our sight.